I'm Michael Edward Miller. This is Around It About Chattanooga. Margaret Park is a watercolor artist based in Chattanooga. An exhibition of her work in Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway opened last Friday. WUTC's Richard Winham stopped by to talk to her and look at her work.
These are actually all part of a theme, in a way.
I first met Margaret Park about 3 years ago, soon after she and her husband Bruce moved here from Chicago. Bruce was an avid hiker, and Margaret, despite having spent much of her life in a big city, wanted to live in the country. Chattanooga suited them both. Bruce began section hiking the Appalachian Trail, while Margaret spent her time painting and teaching her remarkable watercolor techniques. But then her husband's cancer returned. He died a year ago. For Margaret, her painting was a way to reconnect with the world. The owners of the In-Town Gallery in Chattanooga had offered to mount an exhibition, and she accepted. She took it as an opportunity to make herself start working again.
I was having trouble working, and I was also having trouble doing anything that the public would actually want to see. So in order to get myself out of the black mood and into something better for both me and the rest of the world, I just changed my palette. I would not allow myself to use the really dark colors. So this one right here, Heart Struggle, the last one where I allowed myself any dark colors.
Looks like Marvel Comics to me.
Oh, dear. why does it look like Marvel Comics?
Good question. Well, first of all, it's the colors, especially the dark colors down here. But it's also it's a very forceful painting.
Well, yeah, I guess I can kind of see that, because the bottom part, you're seeing a lot of destruction. Mm. And in the Marvel comics, there's always a battle and a lot of destruction going on before things are resolved. And so, in a way, this is kind of a parallel. You know, there was a lot of destruction prior to moving into something a little more resolved.
After the painting with the Marvel comic style splashes of dark color, we moved on to a painting that, at first glance, to me, looked like one of the posters for the jellyfish in the aquarium a while back. The top of the painting is a large dark mass with what at first looked like floating tentacles.
You could take it from the bottom and go up, or you could take it from the up and go down. The up,
that's
the top,
true. Yeah.
The top and go down.
Yeah.
And
that's true. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at it from then it's sort of washing over it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So is that what you intended, that it's sort of driving out that dark?
Actually, it's not so much driving out that dark as the dark is kind of raining down out of the center heart kind of thing. So there is kind of a draining of the war zone.
So this is Margaret.
This is Margaret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that true? Have you been able to liberate yourself from those?
Yeah, I was amazed in that as I moved away from the blacks and the darks, that it also helped me move into a better place, and still express what was within me. So this one here is called Living Water. And as you can see, the colors are much happier. One of the colors that I insisted with myself that I use was this beautiful yellow, gold, happy kind of color. So this expresses that ebb and flow of who we are and what we're feeling and what life does. It kind of ebbs and flows as we progress through it.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is called Living Water, which sort of wraps itself around everything, who we are, everyone's life, what we're feeling, how time passes and changes everything.
Do you layer it? Is that how you get that?
This is actually watercolor on Yupo. And Yupo is actually a synthetic surface. It's very slick. And so it tends to start out with a pour where I've got the colors in small bottles, and I will pour them on here, and the paper will be on a heavy board of some sort so that I can move it without bending the paper.
Hmm.
And so then I use it to cause the colors to flow around. Colors have to be chosen so that when they mix, you don't get something ugly and muddy. So you have to know what your colors do when they mix. And you need to know how much you can let them mix and how much they need to be stopped. So laying it flat stops it to some degree, but not completely. At which point then I can spray color on and have it move in certain areas. I can spray water on, enlighten it in areas, give it more texture. I can spray alcohol on and give it some amazing textures. And it all depends on how wet it is and what's happening. And then if I'm not happy with what I've gotten, I can take it into the bathroom and put it in the bathtub and rinse it all off.
Really?
So the watercolor.
So what were the foundational colors then?
The foundational colors there are
these blues.
That's a phthalo blue.
And then there's these.
And
sort of
you've got an alizarin crimson and nu gamboge. And when you mix nu gamboge, which is a really strong, warm yellow, with the alizarin crimsons and the cobalt turquoises, you get these green shades that tend to glow. And the alizarin then just kind of is a quiet, warm but quiet color that stirred in to create just a little bit of purples here and there without really becoming predominant in the whole thing. What was most important to me in this one was getting a flow of water and getting a warmth of hope and promise in the future in the back there.
Margaret Park's paintings in this exhibition at Reflections Gallery are mostly abstract. The most striking aspect of many of the paintings for me was their luminosity.
Part of that is just understanding your color theory, because when you get light in a painting, it isn't that you've painted the light, it's that you have painted a dark color that is complementary and makes that other color light up.
So that's the
yellow and
the impact of
the yellow and the green are complementaries.
And then the red is washing with the yellow.
And the blue is washing with the green. So you've kind of got some very complicated complementaries. The turquoise with the golden reddish yellow are complementaries, but the green with the red is a complementary. So it's more than just, you know, using the primaries with the secondaries. It gets into tertiaries and, you know, much more complicated.
One of my favorites of the paintings we looked at depicts two trees, completely shorn of leaves and entwined.
This one is called Together Forever. So you've got two trees. That will be there together, always. They are just being basic and real. They're not getting involved in the leafy growth or that which is also in the forest. It's just the two of them being honest and real and basic, but always together in a very warm and contented way.
It's that point where you can either see it as an end or as a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, either at the end of the fall or just before the spring.
Yes, there is that. I don't know that I was thinking that so much, though, as I was thinking that it's just the basic trees.
I like the way they're entwined, though, mm-hmm. towards the top. It's as if one's leaning on the shoulder of the other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I don't know that I was thinking of beginning or end, but just a forever kind of thing.
It's a liminal moment. It's neither one nor the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. I do a lot of trees. Any of my students or my friends who are familiar with my work know that I do a lot of trees. But one of the fun things to do when you're doing bare limbs is to take a very thin brush and just paint them in with clear water and then drop the color in and give it that freedom to bleed as it will and create something that's freer than if you took the paint on the thin brush and painted them in individually. So now that folks have heard about all of this stuff, nobody's going to want to come and see this, right?
No, I think actually it works just the opposite. Well, at least it's intended to, anyway. You know, let's hope that's true.
Yes, sure.
It's very difficult to talk about, you know. I mean, most people say, oh, no. No, I'm not talking about visual art on the radio. Give me a break. You know, how are you supposed to do that?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, well.
But I think that it's just, it doesn't matter what. In order to talk about the result, you have to talk about the process, and that's where you start to understand what you're looking at.
Very often the process is more important than the product.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's hard to continue doing more process if you don't get a product that resonates with you in some way.
Well, for sure. How long have you been painting?
Longer than I'm going to admit to. Actually, when I was in grade school, I was living in Chicago, and I won a coloring contest with the Chicago Tribune, and I got a little golden book.
You know, Margaret, so, I keep thinking we've had this conversation before.
We may have, yeah. You and I talked about 3 years ago, when my life was in a happier place and not so challenging. Bruce and I had not been here in Chattanooga for very long. We only moved here. It'll be 4 years in October. So things took a bad turn on us rather quickly after we got to the most wonderful place in the world. So there you go.
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You plan to stay here?
I have given it a lot of thought, and I do miss my family, you know, and I have children all over the place.
Before I left the gallery, we circled back again to the painting that reminded me of one of the jellies. It's a transitional painting. It freed Margaret to begin moving away from the dark and back into the light.
Yeah, there is a whole group of paintings that I did between July and my show in December, and they're all a part of this group. And
so you work very quickly.
When I work very quickly. With watercolor, you really can't keep working it. You know, it either happens within a day or two, or you've gone over the top and might as well burn it.
Wash it away.
I love
this one, though, I have to say.
This one...
Because of the suggestion of the trees, and it's both concrete and abstract at the same time.
This one is called His Place, and it's recognition of the fact that Bruce has gone to a better place. It's also recognizing the fact that he's gone to God's place. So his could be God, and his could be Bruce, and
but the trees are still there.
Well, this,
you know, that
you can't have
two trees.
You can't have heaven without trees. I'm sorry.
Well, let's hope that's true.
Yeah.
But it's the two trees thing, right? I don't know if that was conscious on your part, but it's there, you know, and This one is rather light-hearted. It's not completely grounded. It's almost like it's springing up from the ground, you know? And it's right close to this one, especially right here. It's almost like, you know, dancing and bumping hips, you know?
Yeah, you probably have pointed out something that I hadn't seen before. It's interesting. Whatever is going on inside of me is always in my paintings.
Margaret Park's paintings are part of the current exhibition at Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway. Details are on their website, reflectionsgallerytn.com. Margaret Park is also teaching a couple of watercolour workshops toward the end of September in Art Creations on Fraser Avenue. Their website is artcreations.com. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.